Now, the second thing you're going to be looking for is a hyperechoic line trailing just below the calcaneus, which means actually just above it on the screen because we're looking at it inverted. But as you see the calcaneus come into view, that was your first step. The second thing you're going to be looking for is just above it, just trailing off to the left of it, and riding above it, you're going to be looking for that hyperechoic line trailing away to the left. And that's going to be the lower edge of the fascia. And that's going to be, when I say lower again, it's going to be higher up on the screen. It's going to be above it on the screen, but in the foot, it's below it. And that's going to be your next second thing you're looking for. You're going to be looking for that upper edge. Until you see that upper edge, you need to keep coming over that heel again until you catch it, and you catch it just at the right angle, and you're holding the probe in such a way with enough pressure where you can actually see that upper hyperechoic edge trailing off from the below the calcaneus.